following program is brought to you in living color.
Then a toast, my love, my dearie, to our Merry Christmas. God bless us.
God bless us.
God bless us, everyone.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for the Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
It's a party. Come on, it's Christmas Eve. Lighten up a little bit. Billy, we are going to need champagne for 250 people, and please send the stuff that you send to me. Don't send the stuff that I send to other people.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to another version of the show that's all about the grape in all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine but were afraid to ask. Well, yes, we are deep in the holiday season, and I have pretty much blown it off up until this point, but it has come to the realization that although it is Christmas, it doesn't have to be about other people. If you are like me, like we have said on past shows, I have been rushing around trying to get ready for parties, for events, Christmas shopping, putting my Christmas cards together, remembering to mail them this year. And it comes down to the fact that of all times of the year, we spend all of our efforts and all of our energy looking to take care of other people. It is time we take moments for ourselves. So today's theme and concept is going to be the 12 days of Christmas for the wine lover. Gifts and moments for yourself. Everybody needs to take a small break from the realities of the holidays, and this is a great way to do it without getting through the holidays and not wanting to choke the everlasting out of somebody. So, having said that, how warm and fuzzy. Mm-hmm. I have you to be warm and fuzzy, Kent.
That's right. That's my job.
Yes, you've got the happy Christmas music. You're in there whistling, you're humming, you're all bubbly.
Yeah, and you're why do I get the feeling that maybe around your household, Christmas is a fire by the fireplace, a nice glass of wine, and somehow a chainsaw is involved? I just have that feeling, just somehow.
Number one, you have to assume I've taken the time to actually put a fire in the fireplace. Two, that I've actually put my Chardonnay in a glass. And three, that I'd actually go to the trouble to find a chainsaw when a firearm is so much more appropriate.
That's true.
All right, keep that in mind. Well, today we have a little help working with me on the 12 Days of Christmas because I have glossed over food as well this holiday season. Richard Hake, the founder of Chef and Winery Chefs, is going to join us with some of these neat little ideas to help make the 12 Days of Christmas run smoother. Because after all, for those of you listening, by the time you hear this show, you probably have less than 6 days until Christmas. So keep that in mind as the clock is ticking. We're trying to find seconds for yourself. So if you're taking seconds for yourself today, we have to look at our wine recommendations. Today, my wine recommendation is going to run the gamut, some high, some low. For those of you who want to have a nice, peaceful glass of Chardonnay and willing to spend a little bit more for it, the Schaefer Red Shoulder Ranch Chardonnay is absolutely outstanding. It's close to the northern tip of San Francisco Bay, so it gets nice, cooler climate. It's got great acidity. It's got great flavors to it. It has a good balance. It has a wild yeast fermentation, and because of that, it tends to get some gamier, wilder notes to it. Now, some people do wild yeast fermentation, and it's absolutely horrific. It winds up tasting like kerosene. Schaefer has this nailed cold. One of the best Chardonnays I've had in the last 3 months. Definitely look for it. The 07 Red Shoulder Ranch Chardonnay. Should set you back about $48, $50. But hey, remember, it's Christmas and you're worth it. On the opposite end of the spectrum, something you can find in your everyday Megamark, La Crema Pinot Noir. Now, Pinot Noirs have taken some bashing because of, I don't know, recent price increases, the fact you couldn't find them. But as far as a day-in, day-out, everyday wine, La Crema Pinot is definitely worth looking at. From Sonoma, once again, cold climate, grape growing, has great cherry flavors, has great berry flavors. And what's cool about it, it goes with everything. Even those lovely little cherries you find in the grocery store, you know, the ones where you bite into, it's all gooey in the middle. Your Pinot goes with that, but it'll also go with your lamb. It'll go with your steak. It'll go with anything you do on the grill. It also goes very lovely by that fireside like Kent was talking about. You know, you have your little fire, your little glass of wine, and your chainsaw, whatever happens to be handy. So those are your two wine recommendations today, La Crema Pinot Noir from Sonoma, which should be very easy and common to find, Schaefer Chardonnay, which is going to take a little bit of searching, but once again, you're worth it. So as we look ahead to the 12 days of Christmas, we all know the song. You know, you have Partridge in a Pear Tree, you have Lords Leaping, Three French Hens. I wish I could say I was clever enough to have lined this all up. And trust me, I did try. But after my second bottle of Chardonnay and trying to be clever, I just threw it out the window.
Yeah.
So we are just going to kind of walk through this. Now, 12 Days of Christmas in no particular order. The first thing wine lovers should do for themselves is try a true dessert wine. And I'm talking about, it doesn't have to be French, doesn't have to be American, but most of us skip this section. By the time we've gotten through dinner at a restaurant, we don't want to pay the money for a dessert wine. We are stuffed. We're not interested in a dessert wine. But this is a great little treat, especially after you've been out holiday shopping. You're tired. You're worn out. You've been trampled. Someone took your parking space three times. Your feet are wet. You're tired. A dessert wine is the perfect way to do this. What's great about most dessert wines, whether it's something like Dolce, or whether it's just a Muscat, an ice wine, a Vinsanto, even if you're fortunate enough to open a bottle of Chateau Yquem, it's not like normal wine. If you open this bottle, say I go home tonight and pour myself a small glass of Muscat, that wine is still going to be good 10 days from now. So that little sip can get me through, like I said, the remainder of Christmas. Right now it's 10 days and counting, and in doing so, that means I can have a little glass at the end of evening. This is refreshing. This is something you should do for yourself. Also, for those of you who are just feeling a little more festive, it goes great when you pour it over ice cream. So keep that in mind. Also, as long as we are on the same concept of talking about dessert wine, I watched someone do this the other night, and I was absolutely fascinated with it. And then I thought, this is one of the best things I've seen in ages. This time of year, we all tend to overindulge. We go out with our friends. We go to Christmas parties. We go to our office parties. We have wine. Then we have hors d'oeuvres. Then we snack on this. Oh, then we sit down for dinner. By the time it's all said and done, you're stuffed. You're miserable. You can't really remember what you ate, what you drank. So I saw a definite new movement last night at a restaurant. This woman came out. She sat down with a group of five people. Everyone's ordering their salads. Everyone's ordering their dinners. She looks up and orders a molten lava chocolate cake and a glass of champagne. This was sitting down for dinner. And sure enough, everyone else had all their salads, had their steaks, had everything around them. She had that lovely piece of chocolate and a glass of champagne, and I loved it.
Yeah. They say that Tammy Faye Baker would always do that.
Well, that I won't know. If she did, probably just cried her mascara all the way in. It looked like it had sprinkles on top.
Yeah.
But the novel of this is you get to have the best and what tends to be the most luxurious part of the meal first. After that, if you're still hungry, you can order an appetizer or you can order a salad. But this way you get your chocolate. It's pleasant. It's refreshing. And if that's all you want, you know that you had dessert first and life's been good. So keep that in mind. Definitely eat dessert first. Now, on that note, when I said have a glass of champagne with it, I actually saw something that will perk all of us up as we're looking towards the 12 days of Christmas and something to do for yourselves. For those of you who are indeed brave enough to go out to that restaurant, sit down, order dessert with a glass of champagne, know that you are actually being healthy. New research published in the British Journal of Nutrition says a bit of champagne or sparkling wine a day could be good for your heart, just as similar to red wine. This positive research comes just in the nick of time as champagne experiences continually declining sales, particularly in the U.S. Bottom line is the polyphenols that are in the red wine, they are saying, is concentrated in champagne, and it helps your nitric oxide levels. So see, even though you're sitting there eating chocolate, you have an excuse to drink a good glass of champagne every day. It is for your health.
And if you eat dark chocolate, it's even better because dark chocolate is good for your heart.
There we go. We have become a health informative show now. We are not just about wine. So what more could you ask for? We're telling you, you have to drink a little glass of champagne. And that way, when you toast to your health, you're really toasting to your health. All right, so we've knocked out the first two of my 12 days of Christmas. We have 10 more exciting days coming up after the break.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, George!
Merry Christmas, George!
Merry Christmas, movie house! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old Billy and Lone!
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Merry Christmas Simply from the Wine Crush.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over-limit fees that your head'll spin. and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys. You going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and I can see that Kent Bernhardt has finally gotten on program. Thank you, Kent. Appreciate that.
That hurts to play.
Yes, I know, but see, it's in the spirit of things.
If we could make you more at home and change the name of the show to The Hooch Crush or something.
I love the way you think most days. All right, we're rolling right along. We're on our 12 days of Christmas for the wine lover. Gifts for yourself for this time of year, because after all, if you don't take care of yourself this time of year, you can't take care of anybody. If you're not happy, no one's happy, particularly around my house. We all know, and all around the studio, if mama ain't happy, everybody in trouble. So let's have peace and quiet reign throughout the holiday season and continue on the 12 days of Christmas for the wine lover gift for yourselves. Now, this is actually something that's pertinent, and I know people stave off and want to make their resolutions January 1st. if you're going to have a resolution for this year that's going to be wine-oriented, here's one of the best things you can do. Don't wait for New Year's. Start a wine journal now. I'm not talking about some kind of fancy bound book. I'm talking about something you can slide in your briefcase, drop in your purse, that you can carry around with you. And what's great about this is right now you're going to holiday parties, you're going to wine tastings, and invariably, if you taste something you like, two glasses later, you're going to turn around, you're going to look at somebody and say, what was that first wine we had? So this way you can keep track of what you like, and in the upcoming year, you can do a little more research on it. This does not have to be fancy. People who have seen my wine journal are just flabbergasted. Everyone expects me to have this glorious book where I have labeled descriptions. I have all these flowery words. A lot of time, just barely scrawled is the name of the wine and my personal star and smiley system. 3 stars because I liked it. 3 stars in a smiley face. I loved it. And if you ever catch an unsmiley face in my book, run. Definitely not something you buy. But it can be something that simple. And that way, you keep track of it. You don't annoy your wine buyers by saying, hey, I had this glass of Chardonnay. It had 4 pretty flowers on the label, and I think it was beige. What Chardonnay was it? People hate those questions. It just taxes our brain to the point where we can't breathe. So this way, everything's at your fingertips, and you know ahead of time when you go to the store, when you get intimidated standing in those grocery store aisles, you can look for that winery or that brand. But it is one of the best things you can do for yourself. And I mean this directly to people who are starting to drink wine. I know it may seem silly to get a little notebook out and write Beringer White Zinfandel down. Well, the best part of this is date it. January 1st, 2010. So that way, on September 12th, 2010, you can look back, see what you put in your entries, and realize how much your palate has grown and how you've changed. So it's a great way to look at it, and it's to document your likes and dislikes. And like I said, it makes your life and your shopping more simple. So shockingly enough, I'm going to take a break right here. This show is all about you, and I know that some of you have been brave enough to call our wine line. For those of you who have not taken that great leap yet, please do. You can reach us at 877-4-CRUSH-1 and drop your questions about wine at Kent's lovely voice on the recording. Right now, I believe we have Carolyn, I believe in Montana, who has done so. Carolyn, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hi, my name is Carolyn, and I'm actually from Wentzville, Missouri, and I'm in a book club, and we drew names for a gift exchange, and I received a woman who has she has relatively good knowledge about various wines, and what I would like to do is to wow her with something that she's never heard of before. Do you have any advice for me?
Well, Carolyn, I don't know if you're looking for wine she may not have heard for or looking for different things she may not have heard from. There are a lot of very, very unique wines out there right now, and a lot of them, it's fun. If you look at Italy, Italy keeps expanding its DOCGs. And so you didn't say what you want to spend, whether she's a red or a white drinker, but 2 things that do pop to mind instantly. Number one, there are some great red wines coming out of Sicily. And I think a lot of people tend to avoid that region because the labels are so confusing. They can't pronounce them. They don't know them. So that would definitely be a tack to take. I'm not talking about going out and buying Corvo Red. Go look in your Sicilian section in your local Mega Mart, believe it, there is one, and see new and different things down there. You definitely can find a wine there. Also, if she likes white wine, this one is becoming more popular in the United States as the Pinot Grigios take off and the Gavis take off. There is a white wine called Vermentino, V-E-R-M-E-N-T-I-N-O, and it's a great region. It's virtually unheard of, and just now we're starting to see wines out of that. But she could have a lot of fun with that as we get into the holidays. Of course, I'm going to recommend white wine, but I would look for the Vermentino. I'd look for something for Sicily. Of course, the one other thing, it will tie into my 12 Days of Christmas later, look for a sherry for. A lot of wine lovers out there don't pick up bottles of sherry because they don't really know what to do with them. Whether it's dry sack or something even more unique, that's always a good gift for wine lovers because it helps expand their palate as well. So, Carolyn, I hope that helped, and I apologize for saying you were from Montana. I am not great at states. Hey, wine geography, I have down cold. M-I-M-O-M-S, they're all going to blend together after a while. So, actually, we'll go ahead and talk about that on the 12 Days of Christmas recommendation. For true wine lovers, hey, we all get burned out. We get tired. Even I have to admit I'm starting to have the little glow fade from my Chardonnay lately. I've had entirely too much of it. So, shockingly, I've started looking around my cabinets for something different, and that is what wine lovers should do. If you're a true aficionado, if you understand wine, pour yourself a glass of sherry. We talked about dessert wines. We talked about champagne for your dinner, but we don't experience the joy of sherry. It's the least acidic, least out of headache wine in the planet, so it's refreshing. It can also revive you a little bit. Plus, it's always that great little, 2 o'clock kind of pop. So, also on the 12 days of Christmas, try something different. Pour yourself a tipple of sherry and enjoy the rest of it. All right, we're going to take another call here on the wine line. We have Melanie, and Melanie appears to be from Connecticut, but I could be wrong. Melanie, welcome to the Wine Crush.
I was just wondering what a good wine splurge would be. My mother has really gotten into red wines, and I would love to get her something special.
Oh, there's so many great wine splurges out there, and especially right now is a great time to do it, as a lot of these wineries have discounted a lot of their older vintages since they're getting ready to have to release their new vintages. You didn't say what you wanted to spend, but one wine really comes to mind right now that I have seen discounted, Hess Collection Cabernet. This is usually an $80 bottle of Cabernet. You can find it in restaurant wine list right now for around $50. But it's truly a splurge. The vintage is great, and people love it. As we look ahead, too, if you're really wanting to impress her and willing to spend the money, print out one of the rating schedules, top 100s, and buy one of the bottles for her. What's really neat about this is you can buy her the bottle, you can put it in a nice little linen bag, and you can put a number on the front of it, whether it's number 4, whether it's number 8, whether it's number 10. There's a lot of value priced in the top 100, especially from the wine enthusiast and the speculator, so you might want to check that out. And like I said, it's fun. It gives her a comparative point, especially when you put that number on the bag. So hopefully that helped and gave you some insight. We're going to continue on with our 12 Days of Christmas. Here is something we're right in hand. We've talked about sherry. We've talked about champagne as dinner. The last time I'm going to bring up drinking something unique in this holiday season as you're out shopping, you're out stressing, drink a glass of champagne before lunch. All of us think, oh my God, I can't drink in the morning. I can't drink before 2. As Christmas Day comes around and Christmas Eve comes around, that nice little glass of sparkling wine will give you a rosy perspective on the rest of the day. Plus, it's a great treat just for yourself. So we have been indulging on what different wines to drink right now, but we are going to take a break before we get into the deeper crux of the 12 Days of Christmas. More of the Crush when we return.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch, increasing prices and the cost of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts? American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts and collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. Not all services available in all states. Terms and conditions apply.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a million-year-old beach? between drinking clean water or breathing clean air. Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice.
You're listening to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and today we are doing the 12 days of Christmas for the wine lover, things Merry you need to be Christmas, doing for yourself. Baby. Before I get into my continual sure countdown, I have found the best gift out there for wine lovers. This comes off Wines and Vines. Sample size wine bottles aid online sales. Custom Crush is starting to offer samples of the wines in tiny bottles, 50 and 100 milliliter bottles, as little as 10% of the cost of a regular full bottle. This is, I think, the most brilliant idea I have seen in the wine business in the last 5 years. Finally, people who are scared to order online, people who don't want to go to their mega marts, but it's hard to order things if you haven't tasted them. It goes back to what we've done on past shows talking about labels. Yes, the label is cute. Yes, I like that critter, but is the wine going to be any good? Or if you're going to get involved in a wine club, you look at some of these wine clubs. I know that Farniente Wine Club, as much as I love being part of it, it can run a pretty heavy sum, I think $400 a month. So how do I know I'm going to like all these wines? In doing something like these 10 and 50 milliliter bottles, you can get samples. Yes, I'm willing to pay the $10 to get a 100 milliliter sample. If I like the wine, absolutely, I want the whole bottle. So these are also great little gifts that you can give your wine-loving friends. You can come up with their own flights. You can help them pick out and narrow down the choices. I think this has been a long time coming, and I think it's a brilliant idea. My guess also is it makes shipping easier in the sense you could probably put these in an envelope or put these in a UPS package and mail them out as opposed to having these big old wine carriers. I am sure somewhere, somehow, somebody will find a way to throw a wrench into this by saying, oh, you can't cork finish them, oh, they'll taste bad, oh, they're screw cap, or oh, somehow it's against the FDA or FTIC laws, who knows. But for right now, I think it's one of the best ideas we've seen. So as you're shopping around on the internet, as you're looking at some of these winery websites, or if you're actually looking at Custom Crush, definitely support the people who are doing this. It shows to me that they are trying to let you try their wines, they're proud of them, they're comfortable in them, and they want to offer you a way to taste them easier. So definitely a great idea. When you're thinking of great ideas, we've been pondering and pondering the best gift for wine lovers. We are talking in this segment a little bit more about concrete gifts for you, the wine lover, for this holiday season. Something I would recommend to everybody who is getting into wine, whether you have been doing this for 2 days, whether you've been doing it for 20 years, all of us will grab a glass of wine from time to time, put our nose into it, and say, "What is that? Am I smelling? What is that?" And then some of us will proceed to annoy everybody around us by walking around with a glass. "Here, smell this. What is that?" They actually make aroma kits. I know Behringer does a great one. There is actually a game called Bacchanalia that is nothing but a great aroma kit. And what it is, there's actual individual concentrated smells in little vials throughout this kit. So if you have a problem identifying, say, the smell of gardenia, in that little kit, you can open up the top of it, smell it, you know gardenia. They're all broken down, whether it's floral, whether it's umami, whether it's all the different flavors, and it can give you a handle on some of these things you've had problems identifying. I don't think it goes so far as having, I don't know, lathered pony or saddle leather in it, but definitely it will give you a better baseline. So if you're taking your wine seriously and you want to actually identify these briary, thorny, berry, blackberry, raspberry, boysenberry, gooseberry flavors, this is the tool for you. It can help you identify it. So there you go, a luxury wine gift for yourself for the holidays for teaching yourself more about wine is an aroma kit. Also, as you're sitting there and you're smelling all your little aroma kits, another part of the 12 Days for Christmas, we can only imbibe so much, so often, at one time, which means there are times where you have to step away from the grape. These next two parts of 12 Days of Christmas are the perfect way to do it. Number one, we all think of the grape in itself, but we don't really think about the true byproducts that come from making wine. Pomace, the actual leftover skins and seeds and stems that are used actually after the wine is fermented and it's crushed, are being turned into some great body lotions, body creams, and just all around health and beauty aids. Now, I know it sounds kind of silly, but for those of you who've ever really encountered grapeseed oil, it's one of the strongest, most potent out there. So as your hands get chapped, your lips get chapped, your elbows get all beat up as you're out and about, find yourself some grapeseed oil. This is definitely something that will revive you. It usually has a great aroma to it, and it's concentrated enough that it'll get you through the wintertime. So when you can't have it in your glass, this way you can put it in your hands. Definitely a good way to look at things. The final thing to advise you on the 12 Days of Christmas, as far as something that you can touch, something that is tangible, this is one of the best things I have ever done for myself, and I think you, everyone who's into wine needs to do it. Make time and place to plant a grapevine. To actually go out, whether it's muscadine, whether it's scuppernon, whether it's a Concord grape, whether it's Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, whatever you can get your hands on. There's a lot of mail order nurseries. Now, obviously, I'm not suggesting you go out and buy a Dijon clone to plant in your garden. But if you can actually go out, tend to this grapevine as it goes through all of its seasons, you really can understand the whole process of making wine. You get it. It's not just about what the wine writers say. It's not what the label says. It's not what the blurbs of everybody else are going to tell you. If you go out and nurture this grapevine through its pruning, through its blossom, through its fruiting, through its leafing, you can really understand what the farmers are trying for and the hassle they go through to make sure that you have something great to drink day in and day out. It will really teach you patience and appreciation for the people on the backside of the business. So those are my three tangible recommendations for our top 12. Well, I have talked enough. Of course, we have to go to the wine line, but I encourage those of you who have not called yet, 877-4-CRUSH-1. Those of you who don't like to call, you can always email me directly, Laura Lawson, LauraLawson, at winecrush.com. Believe it or not, we do love to hear from you. Well, right now we are hearing from Sasha, and Sasha comes from the state of Georgia.
She's got to be lying about her name. There is nobody in Georgia named Sasha.
All right. Well, let's see.
Call her Ethel.
All right. We have Ethel on the line. Ethel?
I was just calling to see if you could tell me some creative things to put in a gift basket for Christmas, like a wine basket, not corkscrews or bottle toppers, something more creative than that for a wine lover.
There's a lot of really creative things. And Ken, I got to agree with you. She doesn't have much of a Southern accent, but keep in mind, Atlanta's a very metropolitan city.
That's true.
They could have moved some poor Yankee down there and been tormenting
That's
him.
Very true.
Sasha, there's a lot of creative things. My favorite things to put in wine gift baskets. Obviously, you have to take the food consideration into it. Cheeses, nuts, things along those lines that aren't necessarily perishable, they go great in a wine basket because they're always complimentary. Riedel O's, the brand new glasses from Riedel that don't have a stem on them. Those fill around the bottle nicely. You can put two of them in there without breaking the bank. And of course, it gives someone a new way to consume their wine. There's also a lot of neat cork stuff out there. Now, some people out there are going to think this stuff is dorky, but I have seen trivets made of cork. I have seen picture frames made of cork. I've seen place card holders made of cork. And it's just something neat, especially if your friend has a favorite winery. I mentioned Farniente earlier. You know, if they love Farniente, then you can actually have those done. Now, also, all of your wineries, if you think about it, especially in the California group, they have online stores. And on their stores, yes, you can definitely get wine from them, but they also offer great wearables. So if you plan ahead enough, if you're putting a basket together for your dad and say your dad loves Silver Oak, all you have to do is go on the Silver Oak website. You can buy him a tie. You can buy him a shirt. You can buy him golf tees. You can buy him ball markers. There's all kind of creative things that we normally day in and day out don't think of. If you don't live out in Napa Valley, if you don't live in Sonoma, if you don't live up in Washington State, these aren't things you think about. But definitely go online and you can find the gamut of every creative wine thing you could ask for. Well, Sasha, or Ethel, as you've been dubbed by Kent, I hope this helps, and I'd love to hear what you wind up doing in your basket. All right, right now we're going to take a small break, but when we return, we have Richard Hake, who's going to walk us through some basic food ideas for our 12 Days of Christmas.
Well, I don't know what to say, except it's Christmas, and we're all in misery.
Merry Christmas from the Wine Crush.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro-lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
Available at Walmart.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. That's 800-948-6815.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro-lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. Easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean it.
Log on to ZMAX.com and find a retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
Available at Walmart.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and today we are counting down with the 12 days of Christmas for the wine lover, gifts for yourself. Before I introduce our guests, I want to hit on one more of my 12 days of Christmas. Hey, we get really busy. Things get very hectic, and I think we tend to make our lives more stressful by saying that we have to have great food and wine pairings every time someone walks in the house. I encourage all of you to remember Chardonnay and popcorn are a great wine pairing. If that's the best you can do, then it's perfectly acceptable. It's all about friends. But we have Richard Hake joining us, and I'm sure that he's got some great ideas on things that we can do on the fly during our 12 days of Christmas. Richard, welcome back to The Wine Crush.
Hey, Laura, happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. How have you been?
Doing quite wonderful. I've been helping out a lot of wineries here in Napa Valley with their holiday parties, so I'm definitely in the spirit.
It's nice to have someone in the spirit on the show. Everyone around here tends to be a little more Grinch-like. So anyone,
oh, no. What's going on there? Too much work?
It's rainy and it's December. That's just how it always works for people in the wine business. You know that.
I know. It's doing the same here in Napa. Lots of rain, but still plenty of wine.
Well, what we're doing today on the show, we're doing the 12 days of Christmas for the wine lover, gifts for yourself. I think this time of year we tend to get too wrapped up on gifts for others, what we have to do for everybody else. And if you're not happy, no one's happy. So I figured you, of all people, would have some great, wonderful holiday insight on some quick and easy food and wine pairings, and also some great ways to help yourself for the 12 days of Christmas.
Absolutely.
So what are you doing for the 12 days of Christmas? How are you making your life easy?
I'm heading back to Georgia and letting my family do all the cooking.
You are a very, very smart man. That's what everyone needs to be doing.
But one of the things I really love doing is a lot of hams are laying around in the refrigerators this time of the year. And so I like to make just get a simple biscuit mix and make biscuits. And I throw a little black pepper in my biscuit mix, take a little country ham and a little blackberry jam, and I make these country ham blackberry jam biscuits with these black pepper biscuits, and I pair them with Zinfandel.
I was about to say, you can't get easier than that. I think all of us have to have biscuit or some kind of shaved ham in our refrigerator right now.
Yeah, just throw a teaspoon of black pepper in your biscuit mix, and it's perfect. I've been doing this treat for the holidays down at Paradox Winery, and they can't get enough of it.
It's a down-home flavor, it's easy to make, and it doesn't stress people out. Richard, you are a genius.
Just a simple thing to put together. I know how stressful the holidays are.
Well, I think a lot of people, when they start hearing about wine and food and they think about the holidays, they think they have to go all out, that they have to get the foie gras, they have to get the oysters, they have to get different things. And it's important to remember, if you can put grapes out on a plate with two different cheeses, that's acceptable holiday fare, is it not?
Absolutely. As a chef, I'm always preparing food from scratch and working very hard, but I'm looking for more things of convenience this time of the year. A good salami, a good prepared type of cold cut's very good to put out, as well as supporting the American cheesemakers. There's a lot of great American cheeses out there that pair well with numerous wines.
So you'll make my listeners feel better and say that they don't have to be Martha Stewart in the kitchen during the holidays?
No, they don't. Not at all. It's better to spend time with the family, not in the kitchen.
Fair enough. Well, you mentioned something you were doing at Paradox. What have you been doing out at your wineries these days?
Well, I was up at Schramsberg and was making a nice chestnut soup to pair with the Schramsberg Blanc de Blanc this Saturday for a holiday party. And then I was over at Maryvale Winery this week, and we made a nice leg of lamb slider to go with one of the Maryvale Cabernets that they were doing a barrel tasting. So,
a leg of lamb slider, like the little burgers, like Crystal Burger sliders, but you did it with leg of lamb.
Yeah, you know, a good way to do a slider is if you have also, here's a good idea. You get these leftover yeast rolls that everyone serves at Christmas dinner.
You
and
do?
Then you've got some leftover, it could be turkey, it could be lamb, it could be the standing rib roast. And you can slice some of that meat, and if you have any leftover cranberry sauce or any of the garnishes, just put it in between one of those buns and make little sliders and put them out on the table, and that's a perfect little treat.
Well, that's a brilliant idea. It helps get rid of leftovers, too.
Hey, and they go with Cabernet, so that's what I'd be pouring.
Hey, Richard, if you had any advice for our listeners not to stress out over the 12 days of Christmas, what's the one piece of advice you'd give them for the kitchen?
Keep it simple, without the stupid on there.
Oh, come on, the whole KISS concept.
Absolutely, and also, invite, if you're going to be in the kitchen, invite the family in the kitchen to help you out, because you can always delegate a lot of the workload and then keep family close by.
It does help. Many hands makes the job light. Well, Richard,
I'm getting my in-laws some knives for Christmas so they can help me cook in the kitchen. So,
you must have a great relationship. Involved. You definitely have a great relationship with your in-laws. I'm not so sure I'd be that brave.
I'm putting them to work.
I like it. Well, Richard, as always, you're a delightful part of the Crush. It's nice to hear the food side come in and educate all of us on how easy Christmas can be.
All right, Laura, you have a Merry Christmas and hope to talk to you soon.
I will talk to you in the spring and we'll get some more great cooking ideas out of you. So see, there we go. Richard Hake trying to help us round out the 12 days of Christmas, telling you, no, it does not have to be stressful. You can make do with what's in your refrigerator. We're going to take a small break right now, but when we return, we're going to round out the last 3 days of the 12 Days of Christmas for the wine lover.
Wait, is that the voice of the Christmas spirit I hear?
Merry Christmas from the Wine Crush.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chomping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chomps through anything. Just put it on and instantly chomp through wood. Hi-ya! Concrete. Hi-ya! Brick walls. Hi-ya! Trees. Hi-ya! Small cars. It can even chomp through these 8 guitars.
Hi-ya!
It chomps things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
You've been listening to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. today we have done the 12 Days of Christmas for the wine lover, gifts for yourself, and we are down to the last three, top three, however you want to look at it. We're getting to the partridge and the pear tree at the heart of the song. When you look at things, there are last three I want you to remember, and it tends to me that these are the most important things that you can remember in this stressful time. Take an hour to sit and read a chapter or two of James Conway, Far Side of Eden, or Napa. You need to take a moment of respite in this busy holiday season, and this is a great way to do it. The book's written in vignettes and small chapters, and it talks about wine, it talks about other people's lives and how it factors into it. Two of the best books for the true wine lover. They can get involved and read about the stories behind the wines they love. It's always nice to see the broader picture on things, and these books will definitely do that for you. One of the best things you can do right now, open that bottle that you have been saving. And do it for yourself. Don't do it for company. Don't do it for the in-laws. Don't do it because you've had a bad day. Don't do it because your boss is coming over. Whether it's that great port, whether it's that great champagne, that amazing bottle of Colt Cabernet, or that Bordeaux that you've been saving for that special moment, hey, anytime you open one of those wines, it's going to be a special moment. So in the rush and crush of the holidays, there's absolutely no reason for it not to be about you momentarily. Take a moment, take a breath, and let these wines open up and flow. It's not worth saving them forever. And anytime you can open them, you don't need a reason. You don't need an excuse. Because it's the holidays, great. But more importantly, because you want to try them and you want to take a break. The last thing, of course, most of you who know me can guess what the 12th day of Christmas you can do for yourself is going to be. And that's to put down your rating scales, put down your rating books, put down the wine blogs, the wine shows, all the details that you read. And pick up a bottle of wine simply because you like it and no one else does. There's a lot of pressure this time of year to be drinking expensive wines. There's a lot of pressure to be drinking wines that are in top 100s or score 96 points, 95 points. I actually was at a dinner recently where they insisted that every bottle of wine that was consumed had to be 90 points or higher. This is ludicrous. This is ridiculous. Everyone needs to drink that glass of wine because it reminds them somewhere, someplace, somehow of things they love and cherish. So that's what it comes down to. You know that's what the crush is all about, to drink what you like, not what you're told. But ultimately, this is the best advice I can give you to give yourself. Drink whatever you feel like drinking, no matter what anyone else tells you. Well, I certainly hope you've enjoyed our 12 Days of Christmas. They will be posted on the website. Also, for those of you who have not done so yet, we are doing our New Year's Eve contest, so send your toast in. Just remember, as we get in the holiday season, drink responsibly, sip socially. Drink what you like, not what you're told. In vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.